You're holding up Samach Gimel towards the bottom, the list of five lines. Omar Mar, we learned before that Mi Shehigrul Aleihem is Chayiv Al Shalshein Upoter Al Shel Azazel. Most of the Mishnah was talking about before, the Gemara, that with their Shnei Sirizim. On Yom Kippur, you know, you have the two Shnei Sirizim, and they bring the girl that one comes Lashem for Chatis, and the other one goes Lazozel. Now, our Gemara before was talking about Shchut Echutz, that the Zechi of Chorus, if you take an animal, a korban, that you're supposed to bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash and shecht it inside, if instead you shecht it outside the Azor, outside the Beis Hamikdash, Yechayev Chorus. That's called the Issa of Shchut Echutz. You're not allowed to shecht the korban outside the Beis Hamikdash. But that's only if the korban is supposed to be brought inside. But let's say like the Lazozel. The korban, the series, you don't shecht it inside. You're supposed to throw it outside anyway. So therefore, if you shecht it outside, mechutz yipoter. That's the halacha of the Gemara before. That's what it says over again. Omamar, before we learned that mishigrul aleihem, if you already made the girl, you already choose that one goat is going to be a chatis, and one is going to be Lazozel, and you shecht them both outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Chayiv Al Shalshein, Yechayiv Chorus for the korban, the seer izim, that's the Chatas Lashem, because that one you're supposed to shecht inside. So now that you shecht it outside, Yechayiv Chorus, Marshenkein Upoter Al Shalazozel, the second seer izim, which is only goes Lazozel, since it doesn't have a din to shecht it inside, so now if you did the Averi, you shecht it outside, you're not Chayiv Chorus. That's not the Averi of Shchut Echutz. So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this. The posting of Vayikra says, Ish, mi beis Yisrael, any person from Yid, Asha yishchat sharoi kesev ayez, you shecht an ox or a lamb or a goat or an ayez or kesev is a lamb, your ayez is keves is goat, your ayez are a goat, your b'machne, you shecht it inside the machne. Or Yasha Yishchat Mechus LaMachna, or else you even shecht it outside the Machna Yisrael. But for Yel Pesach or Yemoyid Lo Yaviyoy, but you did not bring this korban into the Beis Hamikdash to shecht it in the Pesach or Yemoyid, or the Yemoyid of the Beis of the Mishkan, is Lahakri of korban Hashem to bring it for korban Hashem. So the pasuk says Yichayev Korus. That is the Yisra for Shchut Echutz. That instead of you shechting it inside, you shechted it outside. Yichayev Korus. So we dash like this. E korban, the pasuk says now a korban. Mashm, anything that's a korban, if you shecht it outside, you chayiv. Is shermei ani afilu kotshi bedek abayis. I would have even thought if you shecht a bedek abayis, not a korban that has a kedushas aguf, but just something that you bought to give over to the hegdish for bedek abayis. I would also think shenikro korban, that since it's called a korban, so if you shecht an animal outside bachutz, you be chayiv koris. And kinyan shenemel, that the pasuk says. V'nakrev as korban Hashem, and the pasuk is talking about the money there that they received the money. So it says with the money you could bring a korban Hashem. What does it mean a korban Hashem? It means that a kedushas bedek abayis also has a shem korban on it. So I would think from the issa shchut echutz, if you take an animal that only has a kedushas bedek abayis, you only gave it over like it should belong to the Beis Hamikdash to use the money of it, but not that it itself should be brought for korban. Maybe if you shecht it outside, you chayiv. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no. V'yel Pesach oyo mayud lo heviyoy. You know what's called an avera? That you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You were supposed to bring it inside the oyo mayud. Mashm, it's only a korban that has a kedushas haguf that you're supposed to be makriv it inside. Then you're chayiv if you do it outside. Mashen ken kedushas bedek abayis. Since it's not hakrova, you don't bring it inside. For doing it outside, you're potter. So Gemara says now. So we dashin that kol haroyel lepesach hoyel moed chayiv. Anything that's supposed to be brought inside to the pesach hoyel moed to shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash, if you do it outside, you chayiv olov bachutz. If you do it outside, you chayiv. Mashen ken kol she'enoy royel lepesach hoyel moed. Anything that's not royi, you don't have to bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash. It's not for a korban. It's only kedushas bedek abayis. The halacha is then ein chayiv olov bachutz. If you shecht it outside, bachutz, you should know ain chayiv malov. You're not chayiv, you're potter. So that's why I know from this pasuk of elviyal pesach hayomayid lahiviyin. Now, oitzi elu shein ruy in the pesach hayomayid. So a kedushas bedek habayis that bechlal you're not supposed to bring inside the Beis Hamikdash, that I know you're potter. If you take it outside, you're potter. Oh, but I would think in svaro for loy oitzi paras chatis, Or Rashi says you're not Gerus really a Poroskatis. But Poroskatis means the Paraduma. Because the Paraduma, you don't shecht in the Beis Hamikdash at all. The Paraduma was brought in the Har HaZeisim. So Rashi says we're not Gerus Paraduma. But the Kashri is Visir HaMishtaleich. I would think though, the Soyu HaMishtaleich, since you're supposed to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, there you make the Hagrolo. And there you make Lisvadis Lov. You have to say Vidui. So since you're supposed to bring this Soyu HaMishtaleich inside the Beis Hamikdash, it's supposed to be brought inside. So I would think now, if you shech the soya mashtaleich outside, I would think maybe you chayiv. Talmud Leiman, that the pasuk says, no lashem. Korban lashem, we dashin, mishim yuchodim lashem. Only something that's oimit to be used lashem is supposed to be brought for a korban. Yotsu elu, mashenkin the soya mashtaleich, this soya that goes lazozil, shem yuchodim lashem. It's not miyuchadim l'shem. It's not set aside for the korban. Sheina miyuchadim l'shem. Yeah. So that's the way we dashen. Because this pasuk says, on what korban are you chayiv if you shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash? Only something that's miyuchad l'shem. That's like a korban. It was a korban shlomim, a korban oila, a real korban that you were supposed to bring inside the Beis Hamikdash, and you're supposed to shecht it inside. Now, if you did the Aveiru and shechted it outside the Beis Hamikdash, Yechayev Koros. Ma'ashenken desoy ha-mishtaleich. Even though true, there's a mitzvah to bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash, because at the beginning you have to have these two goats, and you bring them into the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohen Gadol makes the Goyrul, that he chooses one is La'ashem and one is La'azazel, and that you have to do inside the Beis Hamikdash. And even after you choose which one is Lazozil, there's a mitzvah vidui. Then the Kohen Gadol has to put his hands on top of the Soyer Mishtaleich and say vidui. And that's mechaper for all the Averis and the whole Klal Yisrael. So even though there is a mitzvah to bring it into the Pesach HaYomayin, but that's the Pasuk Lashem. Lashem says no. Only an animal that's miyucha, that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Lashem means you give the dam to Hashem, you give the emurim to Hashem, only a real korban. Then if you do it outside, you chayiv korus. Mashenken the seir hamashtaleach. Since it's not a korban, you don't shecht it inside the Beis Hamikdash, even though you have to bring it there to do the mitzvahs of the agrolam or the mitzvahs of vidui, but since it's not called miyuchad Lashem, if you do it outside, you potter. So how do we know this? From the word Lashem. Lashem says only a korban that you're going to bring inside miyuchad Lashem to make a zrika and to make haktara. Mashenken yotzu elu shein miyuchadim l'shem. So for the word of Lashem, it's excluding the seir hamashtaleich. So for the Gemara, is that true? V'la Hashem lo hitzihu. When the pasuk says a word of la Hashem, does it mean to say excluding something is no good? Or reminu have a kasha. I'll bring you right. When the pasuk says v'la Hashem, it means to include something. Not to exclude, but to include something. What's the raya? That the pasuk says, Yerotze lekorben ishel Hashem. That the pasuk says, it's talking about mechus hazman. The pasuk says in next week's parsha that shivas yomim, that the animal stays tachas imoy, or v'yom hashmini v'hola yerotz on the korban ishel Hashem. When an animal is 8 days old, then you could first use it. But before it's 8 days old, it's called mechus hazman. You're not allowed to use this animal. You can't shecht it for korban. So idashin ishel Hashem means elu ishim. In other words, if you take a 7-day-old animal and you make it for korban, you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to make it for korban. You're not allowed to burn the animal. That's why I think it's awesome. Minayin shloyak tishenu. How do I know that there's an aveira even to make a hegdish? If you have a 5-day-old baby animal, you can't say harezu l'korban oila. Just to make it hegdish now, before it's 8 days old, is also an aveira. How do I know that? Minayin shloyak tishenu. Mechus hazman. You're not allowed to make it hegdish. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, korban l'Hashem. It says, Korban Hashem in this pasuk of Mechus Hazman, L'rabois. L'rabois. Korban. It says the word Korban. In other words, even just for a Korban, not to be makrivit, not to make it l'ishim, to burn it, just to make it Kedushas Korban, that's also Osir. And then the pasuk says, L'Hashem. What does L'Hashem mean? L'rabois Sayyam Mishtaleich. So tell us the Chiddush. So when you want to take this soyer that you can use for the mishtaleach for lazozil, even though it's not brought for korban, still you're not allowed to take it if it's not 8 days old. Because the issur mechus hazman even applies to the soyer that's going to be a mishtaleach lazozil. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says korban lahashem. So lahashem is the rabbis to include that not only mechus hazman is also to be makdish a korban, but you can't even do it for a soyer mishtaleach. So you see what? From the word Lashem, we marbe, we include more things. That's the kash before was saying that by Shrut Echutz, Lashem is excluding. Lashem is saying you don't have the Isser on the Soya Mashtalech for Shrut Echutz, only on the carbon that's brought inside. And the word of Mechusa Zman, that it says Lashem, that's coming to rabbis to teach us now that when you want to make a Soya Mashtaleach, it has to be at least 8 days old. If it's less than 8 days old, you can't do it. So of course, Astira, is Lashem including or is Lashem excluding? So Gemara answers, Omar Rava, Hosem min Yonah de Kro, Vahochem min Yonah de Kro. Each parasha, you have to look at it by itself. Certain times from the Psukim, it's Mashmom, it's coming to include, to be Marba. And sometimes from the Psukim, it's Mashmom, it's coming to exclude, to be Mamayit. So here we have two different parashas. There's one parasha of Shrut Echutz. Shrut Echutz means a korbin, there's an Aveira Chiv Koris. If you don't shecht it inside, but you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you chayev koris. That's a parasha of Shrut Echutz. And the other pasuk says, Lashem, to teach us that the only chayev of the korban is supposed to be with the shchita, with the zrika, with aktarim. Mashenkin, the sorry hamashtaleach, that you don't make a shchita, you just send it out. Lazazel, so there we say, you potter on Shrut Echutz. That's what it says, Lashem, in the parasha of Shrut Echutz. And now we have another parasha here of Mechusa Zman. The Torah says you're not allowed to use an animal if it's not 8 days old. It's an issur even to be makdish a 5 days old animal. I was saying now the pasuk says Lashem to include that even if soy hamashtalech on Yom Kippur, the soy used lazozel, you can't use it unless it's 8 days old. So who the kasha was, how come one place is coming to include one thing, one place to exclude? So the Marian says, look at each parasha by itself, like this. When it says the Yis of Shrut Echutz, it says the word El Pesach is L'Rabbis. Any korban that you're supposed to bring inside the Beis HaMikdash, if you shecht it outside, you chayev koris. So Pesach is a ribuy. Then the pasuk says, Lashem L'Hoitzi. Because once it says, like a klal, anything inside, then it says, no, Lashem, not everything that you bring inside, like even though Lusoy Lazozil, that you're supposed to bring inside, but since it's not in Yuchad Lashem, you don't make a Shchita or a Zrik or Akhtar on it, it's Potter from Shchut Echutz. Hocho Mashenkein by the Pasha Mechusas Man, it says like this, the Isha Lohoitzi. It says the word Isha Mashma, only things that you burn, that's when you have, no, it's only the Akhtar is also on Mechusas Man. Then we have a Ribuy of Korban Lashem. So Lashem is L'Rabbis. Coming to include, you should know, not only a korban that's mamish, you make a aktorah, you have to burn it, and you have to make a zrika on it, is the Eliyasa Mechusas Man, but even on a korban like a soya lazozil, that you don't have a shchita on it, you just send it away lazozil, still Lashem is coming to include that you have the Eliyasa Mechusas Man. So good, so we have now the Pasuk Lashem, that by the soya lazozil, you can't use it unless it's 8 days old. And Yom Kippur, you can't have the Sir Izim unless it's 8 days old. For the Gemara, Taima de Riba Rachmona. Why do we say it's Osir? Why do we say there's a Psul of Mechusas Man? Because the Torah says Lashem, even the Soy Lazoz has to be 8 days old. Hola Ribui. But if we didn't have the extra word Lashem, how it mean I would have thought that Soyer HaMeshtaleach, this Soyer that we use on Yom Kippur, that's sent away, Kaddish for Mechusas Man. I would have thought, since you're not Makrovit, you don't make a shchita, you don't make a zrik, you don't make akhtar on it. So I would have thought that even if you bring it in the chusas man, also it's kosher. That's what I would have thought. Because when does it have to be 8 days old? If you have a korban that's going to make akhtar, you're going to burn it, you're going to make a shchita. Mashenk and the soya mashtalech, you just send away. I would have thought it's mutter, even though it's mechusas man. Kamashmo on the pasuk Lashem to say it's awesome. For the Gemara, no. Like, what do I need a pasuk Lashem for? Even without this pasuk, I would know it's awesome. For ein hagoru kaveya, ela beroyal Lashem. The loch of the Shnei Sirizim is, you have to bring two goats into the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Kohen God has to make the Goyrul. Now make the Goyrul means you make the lottery, that one comes out to be Lashem, Achatis, and one comes out to be Lazozom. Now before you pull the lottery, both of them have to be able to be used for the Korban Lashem. Both of them have to be Roy to be used for the Chatis. So if you're going to take one that's less than 8 days old, it's not Roy for Chatis. So anyway, you can't do the Lazozom less than 8 days old. Because you have to make the Goyrul on two Sirizim, that both of them is possible to be a Chatas Lashem. So even without the extra word of Lashem, to say that the Sirizim, that the Soil of Mishtalech has to be 8 days old, even without the special Pasuk, I would know it has to be 8 days old. Because for the Chatis, For sure it has to be 8 days old, because the Chatas Lashem, that's a real carbon. So when you make the Goyro, both of them have to be able to be the Chatas Lashem, so Pshita, they both have to be 8 days old. What do I need an extra Pasuk for? So my answer is like this. Omar Rav Yosef, I'll tell you, yes, you do need the extra Pasuk. Homani Chonana Mitzrihi. This extra Pasuk goes according to Chonana Mitzrihi's Pshat. The Watatani, he learns like this. Chonana Mitzrihi Yoyim, Chonana Mitzrihi says, what's going to be? Afilo Dam Bekois. The Kohen Gadol made the girl. He chose from the two series in, one was the Chatas Lashem, and one was the Soil Lazozel. And he already shechted the Korban Lashem, and he even has the Kabbalah Saddam. And now what happens to the Lazozel dies? Now the Lazozel dies. So what do you have to do? So it's a machloikis. One man the other says you have to make a new agrola, you have to take a new mate, a new two pairs, and choose a new Chatas Lashem and a new Lazozel. Cholamitzi says no. Maybe chaveroi or mezavegloi. Just take another one, or just take any other series in, and make it to be a soy lazozel. So in other words, according to Chonan HaMitzri, when do you have to have that grolo? That's the beginning. Metchilas hayoyim, you have to take two series in, and make a girl to choose which one is Lashem, which one is lazozel. So at that time, they both have to be 8 days old, for sure. But what's going to be in the middle of Yom Kippur if the soy lazozel dies? So according to Chonan HaMitzri, you don't have to make a new girl, because you have the Soyer Lashem, you have the Chatis. All you have to do is just go and take one more Sirizim and make it Lazozel. So in such a case, I would think a Mechusas Man is kosher. I would think if it's 5 days old now, maybe also it's kosher. Because this Lazozel, you're not going to shecht it, it has no Akrova, and you don't have to make a girl to say they both have to be Roi. So in this case, I would have thought it's kosher. Kamash on the Pasuk Lashem, no, you should know it's still Pasuk. That's why I need the word Pasuk Lashem. Tomorrow says no. When do I hear from Chonan HaMitzri that you could just take a second one? Hatei only the last play the Chuyin. He holds there's no din dichui. Like here, what happened was first you had the two goats, and one was a Chatas Lashem, and your mamash even shechted it. And then the other one, Lazozel, died. So one svar is now that Lazozel dies, this korban as a Chatas Lashem, you can't use the way it is right now. Because you can only use it when you have a pair. You have to have one, the Chatas Lashem, and one Lazozel. So that minute that the Lazozel died, right now you're not allowed to use the Chatas Lashem. That's called Dichui. At that time, you can't use it. So true later, so we're saying now, according to Chonan HaMitzri, Avada, maybe you have to make a new Gerum. When you want to choose a new Lazozel, you have to take another two Izim, two goats, and choose one is Lashem, one is Lazozel. But Chonan HaMitzri just finishes that after you choose and make one Lazozel, that one you use, but which one do you use for the Chatis? The one you already used. In other words, that first one, even though there was a period of time that it was Dochi, you weren't allowed to use it, because it didn't have a mate to it, but later when you get another one of a Lazozel, now you're allowed to go back to the first carbon and use it. Maybe that's all Chonan HaMitzri says. Hey, Zavad, according to Chonan HaMitzri, when you want to make the second Lazozel, maybe you have to have a new Agrola. You have to have two of them there, and both of them have to be Roy Lachatas Lashem. So therefore, the Kasha is back again. They both can't be a Mechusas Man. They both have to be at least 8 days old. So what was Chonan HaMitzri's Chiddush? Only the last play of the Chuyin. That's all. Of the last play Hagrolim Mishamatle. Who told you that according to Chonan HaMitzri, now when you want to choose the second Lazozel, that you don't have to have a new pair and make a new girl? Maybe according to Chonan HaMitzri, you have to make a new girl now. See, if you have to make a new girl, you have to have another two pairs, two new goats. So both of them have to be royal to be a Chatas Lashem. So right, we're back to the Kashon. Pshita, they have to be at least 8 days old, because they both have to be able to be a Chatas Lashem. Gemara says, Dilma Mishamadle, Ye Dilma Maisi Magrul. Maybe according to Chonan HaMitzri, you also have to make a new girl. You have to have two. So if you have to have two, they both have to be royal to Chatas Lashem. So what do we need the Pasuk Lashem for? So Gemara answers, Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Homani Rebbe Shimonhi. I tell you, this pshat that we say the word Lashem includes that the Soy Lazozel is a psul mechusas man goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Titania, Meis Echad Mehen. Heis Metchili, you had the two goats. One was the Chatis, one was Lazozel. You made a girl, and now one of the two died. Is maybe Chaverish Loibi Hagrolo Divri Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon says clearly, you're allowed to take a second one now without making a new girl. So in the case that the Lazozel died, if you want to get a second Lazozel, all you have to do is just go take one more goat and make it Lazozel. So in such a case, I would think maybe even a mechusas man is also kosher. Kamashmon the posik l'Hashem. No, even in such a case, the mechusas man is posik. Ravina Amar Ravina says like this: Kegoyin shehumam vechil lo yalacher. I tell you in the case again where you had your two goats already, you made the girl already, one is Lashem, one is Lazozel. And now the Lazozel became a Balmum. What's going to be the case that the Lazozel became a Balmum? So Locher is Chiluloy Alacher. All you have to do is take another one and say Zu Tachazu. So in such a case, you don't have to make a new girl. Because you're not like making a new Kedusha, you're just saying the old Kedusha of that, sorry Lazozel, should go on to this new one. So in such a case, maybe a mechusas man would be kosher. Kamashmula, no. See, even Lazozel always has to be at least 8 days old. For the Gemara, though, we not tell him with the posel be muma. Like, how do you know that it's a psul bal mum by the story of Meshtaleach? Maybe the case was like this. In the morning, you had two goats. Both goats were kosher goats. They were both roy to be a chatas lashem. And you made a guru. So one came to be the chatas lashem, and the second one is Lazozel. Then later on the day, became a bal mum. So who says it's possible like? It's only a Lazozel. Lazozel is not a shchit, it's not a korban, so maybe it's kosher even if it's a balmum. Like how do you know to say a balmum is possible for the Lazozel? So more stuff like this, the Tanya, we're not in a braisa. The pasuk says, V'ishay leisitinu mehem. In other words, from a balmum, you can't use it for korban. Eilu ha-chalovim. That means you can't be makta the fats of a balmum. Ein liyela kulam. You can't burn the fats of a balmum. What about mektsosim inayin? Let's say you made a korban, and later b'shash chita you found out it's a balmum. So even the kezayis of the fat you're not allowed to burn. Talmudai mehem. From them nothing. Nothing from a balmum are you allowed to put and burn on the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says mizbeach, zuz rikas domim. That on a balmum, if you shechted, you found out it was a balmum, you're not allowed to make this rika. There's naveira to put the dam of a balmum onto the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says, "Lashem l'rabbi soya mashtaleach." The come to teach us that even the soya mashtaleach, yishno, if it's a balmum, it's possible. You have to get another one. So Gemara says now, "V'yitzchok l'michtov balmum, v'yitzchok l'michtov mechusas man." So we're coming out that this soya mashtaleach has these both dinim to it. The soya mashtaleach, it can't be a balmum, and the one that has to be 8 days old. It can't be a mechusas man. And we have two times the pasuk says the chiddush l'ashem that it has both these chiddushim. The kashk is, what do I need both psukim for? Like, once the pasuk says it has one chiddush, it can't be a balmum, so who automatically I know it can't be a mechusas man. Svara says, no, I need both svaras. V'yitzruch, I need both psukim. V'yitzruch lemichto mechusas man. V'yikosa rachmon a mechusas man. The Torah only would have said that a seyam ashtaleach has to be 8 days old. It can't be less. I would say, mishum d'leimote zimnei. Because the animal less than 8 days old, the chlal is not worried to be a korban. So a soya mashtaleach also it can't be. Maybe like less than 8 days old, like it didn't get a shame animal yet. That's why you can't use it for a soya mashtaleach. Avo balmum. My shank, that you have an older goat that it's over 8 days old already. So the mate zimni, it came the time already that it could have a shame animal to it. Now what happened to it now? It got a balmum on it. Amalai, maybe there's no psul. Once the goat has a shame goat on it, it's more than 8 days old, it's called an animal that's roy for carbon, it could be kosher for soya mashtaleach also. Why would I say it's a psul balmum? That's why the pasuk knows, Lashem, that in the pasha of a balmum, there's a new pasuk to be marba, even a soya mashtaleach has the psul of balmum. Now, v'kos rachmon a balmum, if the Torah only would have said the chiddush, that a soya mashtaleach has the yisra balmum to it, I would say, you know why? Mishum demoyis. Because an animal that has a mum on it, it's a misazach, it's not a nice thing. It doesn't look nice. That it doesn't look nice, that's why the Torah passed it. Avo mechusas man. Ma'ashenken if you have this soya mashtaleach. That's a young sawyer. It's only 5 days old. But I call upon him, it's not mis, there's nothing wrong with it. Avo mechusas man deloy mis. It's not mis, doesn't look disgusting. Emoloi, maybe I would think this soya mashtaleach. Since you don't use it for a real carbon, you only send it away, so maybe mechusas man, even though it's only 5 days old, maybe it should be kosher. Tzrichim. That's why I need both psukim. So the kids say, by this new chiddush of the soya mashtaleach, we have two psukim. One to say it can't be a mechusas man, it can't be less than 8 days old, and the second chiddush is, it can't be a balmum. If the soya, if this goat became a balmum, you have to be mechalad onto another one. Rava says like this, Rava Rama.
Again, the original kasha was, we have an extra pasuk l'Hashem to say that the soy hamishtaleach can't be a mechusas man. It can't be less than 8 days old. So the question was, what do we need a special pasuk for pshita? Since matchili you have to bring two goats, and you have to make the geru, and both of them have to be able to be a chatas l'Hashem. So to be the chatas l'Hashem, pshita has to be a korban, it has to be 8 days old. So both of them have to be roy for chatas. So pshita the mishtaleach has to be 8 days old. What do I need a new pasuk for to say that the soya mishtaleach is pasul if it's a mechusas man? So more, Rava says like this, Rava Amar, Hagoyin shehoye lo choyla b'teich beisai. What's going to be if the person on Yom Kippur has a choyla? Your son is sick. And there's a choyla sheish po sakono. V'shochat imoy b'yom makipurim. A modern case. Came out that the goat, the Kohanim came to your house Erev Yom Kippur, and they bought the goat from you to use for the Shnei Sirizim, the two goats. And they took the young goat, and they took it to the Beis Hamikdash, and Yom Kippur they made out one goat is the Chatas Lashem, and the second goat, your goat, punkt, is going to be the Soy Lazozel. So the young goat you gave to the Beis Hamikdash to be Lazozel. The mother of this goat you still have in your house. So now it comes Yom Kippur today, and your son got very sick. He's a chole sheish po sakonim, and the doctor says the only way your son will get cured is if you give him some goat meat to eat. So what do? You have het to shecht the mother, you take the mother that you have in the house and shecht it, and give the meat to your kid to eat on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do it. But now that you shechted the mother, comes out, the son though, they're not allowed to use today, because there's an issue of yes benoy. You're not allowed to shecht the same day your mother and the son. So now the son that you made for Lazozel can't be used Lazozel. So since it can't be used for Lazozel, you have to get a new carbon. So to get a new carbon, that's the case that if you take a new Lazozel, you should know it can't be a mechusas man. Now let's see Rashi. Rav Romer, mechusas man the itzra kroh l'soyim meshtaleach. This person that sold the goats to the tzibur, he has a very sick son in his house. The kid is very sick. So on Yom Kippur in the morning, you shechted the goat you have in your house for your kid, and now the soy that they used to be for Lazozel becomes a mechusas man now. Hey, you already made the girl. So we already know now that the son of the mother that you shechted, that goat, is the Lazozel. It comes out now, this Lazozel is a mechusas man. You're not allowed to use it today. That's enough kamina. If there wouldn't be a psul of a mechusas man on Lazozel, it would be kosher. Because Lamaisi, you don't have to shecht it. Because since you don't have to shecht it, it would be kosher. But if you're telling me now mechusas man is possible by a soya mishtaleach, that means the soya mishtaleach, this goat, could only be if it's a goat that you could make a shchita on it today. That means it can't be a mechusas man. It has to be a goat that's not a mechusas man that could be used. Now this goat can't be used today. Since the mother was shechta today, she's not allowed to use the son. So that's an afkemina. So that's what the pasuk is telling us Lashem, that in such a case you should know the soy or mishlech you have is possible, and you have to get a new one. Fredi Gemara, v'chi ha'gav ne miyoser? No, why is it called a mechusas man? What's wrong with this? Loisishchatu amarachmona, v'hai lav shchitehi. The Torah, the Easter of Oysov Yespenoi, the Torah says you're not allowed to shecht both the same day. You can't shecht the mother and then shecht its son the same day. But here the by Lazozel, what are you doing to Lazozel? You're not shechting it. All you're doing is throwing it over the cliff. So the chur, it's not called a shechita. So why is it called a mechusas man? The chur, you're allowed to do that today. So what do I care if the mother of this goat, you shechted in your house today because you had a sick kid home. You're allowed to shecht for him. But I call upon him, the kid now, the soya mashtaleach, it should be mutter to do the din of it. The din of it is not a maisa shchita. The din of it is only to send it off the cliff. After the Gemara, Amri b'Marov and Eretz Yisrael, they said over. Vaisas from Alach l'Moshe Mitzinai that the chiyoser letzoyk zui shchitosei. The din of the soy lazozel that the mitzvah is to take it outside and throw it off a cliff. So that the way you kill it by throwing it off a cliff, that has a din shchita to it. Even though it's not really a maisa shchita, havad you're not allowed to eat it later. It's not mata the boss of achilum. But that's the halach l'mashim sinai that my rabbi said over. That the Torah was machshid on Yom Kippur, this maisa that you do to the soya mashtaleach, it has a chshivus as if you're doing a maisa shchita to it. So Mela, if you shechted the mother of it today, you're not allowed to do this maisa of lotzuk today. So Mela is called the mechusas man. So that's the chiddush that this soya lazot l'spachom, you have to get yourself another one. Rashi says, "Mi yosel elichol etzayk v'shomaisav yes benoy." Now the Gemara, yes, that's the chiddush. My brother said over that the chiyosel etzayk zuishchitasay. That's a tremendous chiddush.